March 18th meeting of the Westland Sustainability Advisory Board. It's about 8 minutes after six. We're going to get this thing kicked off. Before we get into the fun stuff, I'd like to get the minutes approved. If we can do that, anybody, I take it everybody got them, but since several of you weren't at the meeting, they probably don't mean anything. But do we have any comments about the minutes?
You. In the minutes, it says that there was a data breach. That's just an incorrect term. It should just be a cybersecurity incident.
Cybersecurity incident?
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Any other comments on the minutes?
No.
Good, okay. Hearing no other comments, I'd say they are approved. And I don't see any guests, so there will be no public comment.
No.
So, what I'd like to do is for just everybody to go around and state your name for the record so that future audiences know who's here. So I'm Terrence Shoemaker, chair of the SAB. Go ahead, Jerry, you're next in line.
I'm Jerry Gibralatos, the city manager.
Great. Victoria?
I'm Victoria Meyer, member of the board.
Okay. Kim?
Bria, board member.
Great. A new member, Jennifer?
Hi, I'm Jennifer Harmon. I am a board member.
Great. And Charlie, or Charlie?
I'm Charlie, Charlie Carr, and I'm a new board member.
Great. And there's Mary.
Hi, I'm Mary Baumgartner, council liaison, former board member.
Former. All right. And did Kathy leave us?
So Kathy just helps get started. I'll take over the duties, I think.
Okay, very good. Well, before we get to check-ins, now check-ins for those new folks, we usually go around the group and say a little something about what we've done since we last met, or we don't have to say anything if we don't want. But what I'd like to do before we get to that, for the sake of starting a new year off, and we've got a couple of new members in the group, plus a new staff liaison, I'd just like to go over how we normally run the meetings and a little bit of information about guidelines, if that meets with everybody's approval. Hearing no consent, I'll move right along. You can see on the agenda, this is pretty much what our meetings look like. We definitely adhere to the time allotted to us. The meetings end at 7:30. We try to wrap things up a little before that. As far as what we do, we are an advisory board for the city of Westland. So the things that we discuss and go over, we'll go to, if we deem that there's something the city needs to know or to act on, we advise the city on that. So we really don't do any projects, but there are certain things that we might get involved in doing some research, and that, you know, we just wait and see what happens depending on what we come up with for our actions. So we can kind of consider our group to be, we brainstorm to come up with ideas and actions that we can advise the city on. And in our meetings, we have discussions. We allow others to finish speaking. We try not to interrupt, and we avoid criticism. We express our ideas, think creatively, No idea is immediately dismissed without exploration and discussion. And we view problems as opportunities and challenges. And if you disagree with something, speak up during discussion. And once the decision is made, we give it our full support and best efforts. Which means we work on consensus, which means I can live with it. It's because it's the will of the group. But most importantly, we want to express our ideas and have fun and do so with a sense of humor. And what we do in the SAB is an advisory level to the city council, and we work to match the goals of the city council. And the council will be having a goal setting session April 2nd and 3rd. And so we will look at that, and who knows, some of their goals may be a result of things that we have recommended. So as far as the Sustainability Advisory Board goes, we deal with issues that directly affect the health and well-being of citizens of Westland and the city. So any comments about what we do, how our meetings run? Nothing? Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I'll just call up people's names. Let's go around and check in and just tell us briefly about what's going on. We'll start with the first one on my screen is Jerry. Go for it.
So I'm Jerry, the city manager. For those who don't know, this meeting used to be, the staff liaison was Chris Myers. I wanted to take it over. So here I am. Sustainability has always been an interest of mine, and I'm excited to be here. A little bit more background. Did a whole bunch of sustainability work in the community I used to work in, and when I was in Chicago, it was my boss leading the charge on banning the plastic bag, but that seems like ages ago, now 8 years ago. So I'm thrilled to be here, excited to be working with you, and look forward to hearing your idea.
Okay, thanks, Jerry. Jennifer, do you go by Jennifer or Jen?
Either one. I'm the doctor. Okay. I've lived in Westland now for about 18 years. I used to sit on the Economic Development Committee, and I'm very happy to be on the SAB committee. I am in marketing communications, and I have a son that's graduating from Westland High in June, which I'm very excited about. I did a contract gig in the sustainability and innovation group with Nike. And it's definitely a social issue that I would love to be involved with and assist in any way I can.
Great, thank you. Good to have you on the board. Mary, you're next.
Hello. I have lived in Westland forever. I went to high school, class of 84. And my kids graduated a few years ago and are soon through college and who knows what next. And I love sustainability and environmental concerns and anything to do with this group's work. So I'm here for you, and that's about it. I don't know. Lately I've been going to the Solve and like Ivy polls. They're not always Solve, I guess, but that's really fun. I highly recommend it if you just need to get outside, and because pulling ivy and clearing up is kind of fun. So that's about it for me.
Okay. Charlie, do you go by Charlie or Charlie?
Just Charlie.
Okay.
I don't have anything I'm working on because I'm obviously new, but I've lived in Westland for 3 years now, and my mom moved here about 10 years ago, and she's originally we're both originally from Texas, and it's pretty cool. Things grow here in Oregon, so I've been doing a bunch of like ivy pulling on my own little side of against Gans Creek, if anyone knows where that is. I live along it. It's tiny. It's right in a, like Westland Park or Marius Young Park. Sorry. It's weird being on a public forum phone call. Anyway, nice to meet all of y'all. and definitely willing to take on projects and contact people and do things.
Okay, great. Good to have you. Kim, looks like you're next. Can you hear me, Kim? Looks like you're still muted.
Oh my gosh, I'm on the little phone here. I'm so sorry. When you were doing the this introduction round, I was restarting my computer because it seized up with Cisco. Are you doing a check-in or just kind of like what we're jazzed about?
We're just doing check-ins right now. So give us your name, rank, and serial number.
Okay, Kimbria, no rank. the one thing that I was working on that I don't have the advantage of having two screens up on my computer right now, was a portable charging station. I talked to the gentleman prior or maybe just after the ice storm, and I wanted to present it to the sustainability group and the transportation advisory board. So it's a portable charging station that could be used for vehicles. It could charge a couple like fleet vehicles, and it could be used in the parks in the summer for events, for vendors, and it could be moved around like in a little car trailer like you get from U-Haul. So I haven't had a chance to check back with this group and with transportation, but any item like that is very good if it's used all the time. So I think it's something that could be a really good possible backup power system for our city that could help support our move to electric vehicles and what we just experienced with charging, or not being able to charge without like 10 days without power, and be able to use also for our parks. So I'll get everybody that information when I'm back on my computer.
Okay, maybe we can put that on an action item for next time, that Kim can give us more of a report on that.
Unless you want him to do a presentation. I mean, I can send the information, so we can either give a report or we could do have somebody from that company talk to us about it.
Okay, well, maybe you can send us the information, then we can all make a determination on how we want to see it.
Bingo.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, Victoria, I think.
I just feel energized just having you all do your introductions. This is fun. I love having new folks with new energy. And Kim, you always knock my socks off with what you do. That's great. I'm working on my backyard, moving it from gold backyard status to platinum, and I think I might get there. And the kitten that I got in November is now a full-fledged evil cat.
Oh, good. The way cats should be. Okay. Well, thank you, Victoria. I haven't said anything about myself, so I'm Terry Shoemaker. I've been living in Westland since early 2014. Taught at Clackamas Community College for 30 years. I'm a master recycler. And we just got a tankless water heater installed a week before the ice storm, so we did not have any hot water. But anyway, now we're working on looking at solar collectors for the roof with a power wall. So we're moving ahead on hopefully the energy conservation. All right, so thanks for everybody checking in. What we need to do, the next thing on the agenda, is to review action items from the past meetings. And if you've got your minutes from the past meetings, you can see those. Some of these may not be valid anymore, but let's run through them. The first one, Chris Myers, who was our liaison, is no longer here. We were looking at the unimproved right-of-ways that the city owns, with the possibility of opening some of them up for some sort of gardens, be they community garden or even a natural garden. And I think Victoria and Kim, as I remember, we had thought, since the backyard habitat certification program is one the city is involved in, that could possibly be something to look at. And Jerry, I don't know if you know about the unimproved right-of-ways, and the availability, but that one was just kind of left hanging as far as any work that can be done with that, because I think it's the Parks Department controls those? The unapproved right-of-ways?
They do. I hadn't had a chance. Chris has been out this week, but if there's items from the minutes that I can chat about and follow up on, I can send out an email to the group maybe next week or when it returns to just provide more of a substantive update on these items that we go through.
Okay. Yeah, since that's definitely something that the city would have to administer, then we'll keep that as pending until we can get some more information on that. Okay. The next item, Chris was going to work to get us a work session with the city council, but that obviously hasn't happened. And I'm not sure when that could happen. Mary or Jerry, can you enlighten us on that as to what the possibilities would be?
You want to take this, or?
I mean, I don't. I don't have any particular idea. Why don't, do you guys want to bring something or set a time, or what's your time frame?
I don't know that we had a time frame. I think it was discussed that it would be nice to have a just to get together, get to know each other session with city council, and if we do it, it might be appropriate to have it after the council goal setting session.
That's what I was gonna say. So, okay. Sure.
Okay. So we'll keep that as pending. And Mary, would you like to explore with your cohorts the possibility of doing that? And
I will.
Possibly Helen, when we can set it up. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Really quick, can I chime in about the last thing, the other action item that Jerry's working on now?
Yeah, go ahead.
So has that been pending since 2019, since June?
Which one?
The first one, the working on right-of-way park and open space overlay map.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's been around a while.
Is this just something that, like, the Westland GIS department needs to do?
Well, they can provide the mapping. We've got a map that shows all the right-of-ways.
Okay.
I think the key would be how much the city can actually get involved, because if they're unimproved, they may be unimproved for a reason, like there's not enough human power to work on them. So it's something that might have to be turned over to local communities to administer, be they planted as natural gardens or whatever. So.
Okay. I'm happy to also, like, I'm pretty familiar with GIS stuff, so, like, I'm happy to help in some kind of way if I can that way too, just so anybody knows. But also, you're more than welcome to ignore that.
No, you will not ignore it. We always like to know who's good at what.
I think a lot of how we move it forward is that we just say Charlie's going to come over and start drawing on maps, and maybe we'll
get
the conversation moving farther.
I mean, Westland's not that big of a place. Like, there, how many right-of-way places can there be? Like,
there's a bunch of them.
I mean,
and Charlie, you may rue the day that you ever volunteered.
A lot of them, just check them out on Google Street View, and you know.
I think a lot of them are really steep, and that's one of the reasons why they don't get attended to, because of their ravines or.
I could also put a slope map overlay on that, you know, no issues.
Nice.
You've just worked yourself into a couple of jobs, you know.
That's so awesome.
Keep talking, Charlie.
Happy to help.
Okay, good.
Is it okay to ask Charlie what your background is, that you know how to do this?
Oh, I'm going to school. I'm kind of old, but I'm slowly been trying to finish school, and I really like earthquakes, and I'm finishing up my geology degree. Actually, it's technically already done. I'm just trying to finish up my minor in GIS this summer, because I'm also working on an undergraduate thesis on some great faults on Mount Hood.
Great.
Congratulations on this effort.
We need to talk more about that. All right. Moving on, Victoria, this involves you. That's the Leaders in Sustainability application.
Yeah,
Cynthia sent that, and I've got a copy of it. And obviously that, do you want to tell the folks about that, Leaders in Sustainability through the county?
No.
Okay. That's fine.
It's just
that's fine. Because that's going to have to go through, since we've got Jerry and Mary here. I've got the application that I can forward to Jerry and Mary. You may have seen it. Go ahead.
I just have to review every time I think about this because I lose my bearings on it. I feel like I'm in a slippery pool. And then I have to review it and it all looks clear. And there's a person in the county who is very knowledgeable and happy to help, but no request is made. Who is it? Mary? Who is it? I thought I heard his name.
In the county?
Yeah.
Alex Brown?
Anyway.
Okay, how about if I do this? Jerry and Mary, how about if I forward that application and the website link to you and you can look at it and see, because it's going to have to be someone in the city who takes that on and does it. Basically a checklist of things and an application, but I'll send it to you and then we'll keep that as pending. And then, and Victoria, are you getting these at action items? That's me.
Yes, I am. And that's you that you're going to do that one?
I will send that information to Jerry and Mary. Actually, I'll send it to everyone so you know what we're dealing with. Okay, the next item was, Chris was going to get a hold of the library director about the feasibility of solar roof with the new roofing and any grants that are available for this. So I don't know, since we haven't met in a while, I don't know what the upshot was. Jerry and Mary, do you know anything about the new library roof and if there was any?
Not right now, but what I'll do with Chris next week is just go through, like I said, go through everything and provide an update to the group. I'll email it up.
Okay. So we'll keep that as pending.
I'm sorry, I have a question since I'm taking notes. Do I leave Chris's name on this or take it out?
Well, you can put Jerry/Chris, and then eventually Chris will be stricken from the historical record.
All right. I can do that.
Not that we don't love Chris, you know, but.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Okay. The next item was, you're up again, Victoria. Any report on the new Rosemont Neighborhood Association Community Garden?
It stays the same because I did make this report that's listed here that they only want me to be an advisor. And I went to their meeting in November and clearly it's been winter and they haven't done anything. We'll contact them again in about 6 months to see if they're making any progress. But I was able to help them ask certain questions for how they want to group themselves, how they want to form, what kind of garden they want. And it's like, it was conceptual stuff that they hadn't even considered. So
okay.
They are in the embryonic stage.
All right. Well, that was actually marked as done here. So we'll keep it as done and just, you know, should we just strike it off the action items for right now?
Yeah, since it's done. Should I just erase it?
Yeah, we'll just strike that one.
Done. All right.
Okay, the next action item was gathering information for the website. That's done. We'll strike that because we're going to discuss that briefly.
Okay.
Oh, here's another one. Chris had a lot to do. This one, Chris was going to get information on the sustainability equipment at Robinwood Station. There was some sustainable lighting equipment there, but most is standard. That was done. I'm sorry, that was done. We should strike that off. So ignore that. Okay, here's another one that Jerry and Mary may want to perk their ears up to. Chris was also going to get information on LED lighting for city buildings. It's pending. We mentioned it's expensive to convert, but does anyone have anything to add to that as far as action or not? Might be something you want to discuss with Chris, Jerry, when you talk with him. That'll be good. We'll keep that as pending. Okay, the next item, well, Terry Cummings, and she's no longer here, she was going to research the purchase of hybrid vehicles for the city using general obligation bond dollars for upgrades. Mary, do you have any information on that, or is that something we'll keep as pending?
I'm sorry, I don't actually.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
I could make it an action item and look into it.
Okay, that would be great if you could.
Sure, yeah. Sure. No problem.
So yeah. Can I just put your name there instead of Terry's?
Yeah. Take all Terry's right. out. Put Mary's in.
Okay.
Okay, the last long item, that's been done. We'll move on to the action items from the last meeting. Okay, I submitted the staff proposal for the council. I also submitted the Appendix C. Mary, did you get the Appendix C for the strategic plan that I sent? Do you recall?
When did you send it?
A couple of months ago. I'm wondering.
Maybe resend it?
I'm thinking I should probably resend it to the council because, you know, in the hubbub, it may have gotten waylaid. So I will keep that as an item and I will just resend it.
Excuse me? Taking notes thing. Terrence, I'm not sure what to say for this particular item. Is this an old action item, a new one?
Oh, there, if you look at the minutes from the last meeting,
uh-huh.
At the end, the new action items.
Yeah.
At the bottom. New action items at the bottom. At the very end of the.
No, I don't. All right, clearly I don't have those open. Okay. Last meeting notes that I have are from November.
These, Kathy sent those. They were linked in her email.
Oh,
and
Kathy, huh?
And if you clicked in her email where she sent the meeting link.
Is that Kathy Eustrom?
There was a link at the top that opened up the Sustainability Advisory Board page with all the supporting documents for tonight's meeting.
Crap.
And the draft
I don't even
notes.
Know Kathy's last name, so I don't know which Kathy to look for.
Well, it's Molesky, Mollusky. Okay. So look that up. And we can, that little item, I just circled it that we're keeping it so you don't have to worry about that right now. I'm just going through these action items. Folks, if you have anybody of you are looking at the minutes from the last meeting, I'm at the end of the minutes under new action items. Does everybody have that document? Anybody not have the document? Okay. Kathy, when she sent the email for tonight's meeting, there was a link at the top that took you to the Westland City website.
Yeah.
If you got that email, if you clicked on that, it took you to the Sustainability Advisory Board page with all the documents for tonight's meeting. And the draft notes under supporting documents are the minutes that we're going through. Because on the agenda, we're discussing action items, item 5. And those new action items at last meeting's minutes are part of what we're discussing. If anybody's confused. Of course, I'm always confused, so don't let that bother you. Okay, so I'm going to just read off the next one. Once again, Jerry, Chris was going to rework the city's water data usage for us to discuss as options to save water. So that's kind of on our goals. So that was, if you, I know you got in your spare time, if you could add that to your list of topics you're going to talk with Chris
about. Chris had a lot to do.
Yeah, okay. We loaded it on him and he took it on willingly, but you know, that's probably why he bailed. Okay. Well, Greg's no longer with us. I'm looking at another item. He was going to pass along information on solar grants for library roof. I don't know, since that is something that you were going to look at, Jerry, about the library roof. Unless anybody else wants to.
Yeah, I can. I mean, all of these items that Chris is slated for follow-up, I will follow up with the group.
Yeah, good. And if they can't be done, fine. So just so we can check them off or move on in certain ones, yeah, that'd be great. Okay. Yeah. Karen Hagg is not here tonight, so she had information on a Milwaukee, Oregon sustainability staff person. So I don't think I got that from her. Oh, here's another one, Jerry. Chris was going to look in PGE's program for renewable energy options concerning older facilities and battery storage. And I don't know where that was left. So
it was something we had discussed for possibility for our aging buildings, so that we might be able to get grants and participate further in the clean energy programs. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay. Okay. I submitted the annual report to the city. We were going to write the city council in support of the sustainability staff position. And Cindy was going to get some information on a sustainability staff person from Lake Oswego. I think I may have gotten that. So that, I believe, concludes the action items. Now one, anybody have any questions on any of those? I know we kind of blazed through them fast, but Kim, you got a smile on your face. You got a.
I had a question for you, Terry, and I don't know if we talked about this. Does everybody have a copy of our goals, our council, the goals we sent to council for 2021 for the new people?
Yeah, I don't know if they do, but when we discuss the goals in a few minutes, they're kind of bulleted. Some of them are bulleted there. I will be happy to send that document out to anybody who doesn't have it.
Because that supports our ask for the city sustainability staff member.
Yeah. I sent that to the city a couple times.
It's in the notes. I see them in the notes. This agenda topic 8, goals for 2021. Are those still relevant?
Where are you looking, Jen?
In the draft notes from 12/17/20.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a whole document. It's a one-page document. I will send it out to everybody, so you will know what we sent to the city as our goals and our requests, I think. But we are going to go over those goals directly. So, Victoria, that's an action item for me to send that report out again.
Okay. Send out which report? Terrence, which report?
That's the goals and staff position proposal. Okay. I'm also taking cryptic notes too. So between you and me, we'll get it down.
God, I hope so.
Yeah, we will.
No problem. I don't have anything to type onto. So I'm using something from last November to replace, and it's not.
Analog works good too. So.
No, that's what I'm doing. Hand is not working today.
Oh, okay. Too bad. Okay. Let's move on to the website update discussion. Now, once again, folks, on the information that the link that you were sent on the city's webpage, there was a SAB website layout page. Anybody get a chance to look at that? If you haven't, if you click on it, it pops up.
I looked at it. It looks fine to me. It looks like all the other Westland websites, streamlined.
Mm-hmm. And there's the website update draft. That's actually a draft document of the guts that would be beyond all those five front end pages. So because we have a couple of new folks and Victoria and I kind of massaged this into the final draft. I think it would be best if everyone looked over this again, this document that has the text and the links, and gave it careful consideration and check it for errors and get your edits or comments back to me, because we've been working on this a while now, and I think it would be good if we could get something to Alicia Schroyer. Jerry, isn't it Alicia? Doesn't she take care of the website?
It's Alicia, Dylan, and Kathy.
Okay, good. Okay, well.
If you get things to me, I can get them to where they need to go.
Okay, good. Well, that's fine. So you can be the go-to guy for stuff and you'll see that it gets, okay, great. Okay, folks, so I think, and if you wanted to have some questions about this or questions about just the front end layout, that's great. But I really would like everybody to have a chance to sit down and read through this stuff and maybe check some of the links and sites and see if you think, well, this is not very good, this isn't relevant, or maybe there's an error here. Kind of give it a once over, check this again. And what do you think would be a reasonable date for you folks to get your comments or edits back to me?
When I went over it, it only took about a half an hour to check the different links, maybe 45 minutes at the most, if you're looking for how long is this gonna take.
Okay.
So I think if we can get it done in the next couple of weeks, it'd be great.
Yeah. Okay. And you all know that any project expands to fit the amount of time allotted to it, right? So therefore, how about if you get me your comments by next Wednesday, the 24th? And then what I will do is I will send this information to Jerry, who will get it to the people who build the website. And I will assume that they will build draft pages that we can then look at kind of online, offline, nobody else can look at, and get their comments back to them before we make this new web page fly.
Terry, what was the date on that you said, March what?
March 24th, next Wednesday.
Okay.
That should give everybody enough time to put it off until the 23rd. Okay. That's what I would do. So anyway, okay. And, one other thing, I seem to be monopolizing this. Does anybody have any questions about the website update? Okay. If you are looking at your agenda, item 6D, develop and expand sustainability education series, a brief bit of history. A couple of years ago, we initiated this where we thought it would be great if our board could do some presentations for the citizens. And we did. We had one on recycling. We had one on natural gardening, no pesticide use. And there was one on, I believe, climate. But of course, then the pandemic hit and put that on the back burner. But what I was thinking is what if, I'll just throw this out, what if we had as another spot on our webpage, a spot for, say, informational or instructional videos, with the hope of having that go to links for videos on any number of sustainability topics that would be useful for citizens of West Lynn. Now, let me add something to that. What if we made this a project that expanded out from us, and we got with the Youth Advisory Board, and actually maybe got some students at local schools to work on doing some videos that are locally based, locally focused, and they could potentially get credit in class for doing this, and it would be local kids, and it would help get our word out a little farther and kind of spread the web. So that was, I talked to Jerry about that today, so that was just a little thought I had. Any comments?
I love that idea. It's really cute and awesome that they could get credit.
Yeah. Well, when I worked at, I was telling Jerry today, when I worked at the college, Clackamas Community College, we did that with high school kids. I worked in the drafting department. We were given projects to do during the year, and they got credit for it. The projects would involve them having to research things. So even though the end product was a drawing, they had to research all sorts of stuff. So they learned, and it was project-based learning, which is some of the best. And I think this would be great for kids to do with a little bit of guidance from us, and here's the topics. So
I think that's a great idea. I do think that they probably need something like a project brief or a kind of a framework of a script, so that they know exactly what they need to be researching and how to shoot and what to shoot, what information needs to be included in that. And I have no problem helping with that. I would love to help with that for sure.
Great. Yeah. Well, I think, the kids need guidance. But, well, for example, I gave the kids in the high school's project, I said, develop a camera that takes into account the human nose. That was it. That was the project. Because most cameras don't deal with the nose. Think about it. The ideas these kids came up were incredible. So that's fun. It was so fun. So anyway, I agree with you, Jen. Yep. Give a little bit of guidance.
And we would probably need to, I don't know if you want this to be a competition or a contest, or, you know, how we would kind of judge whose content gets to live on the website. So that would have to probably be something we need to flush out.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Devil's in the details.
That would be really cool to have kind of a contest at the library or something like that.
Just Mary, to put it out there, when I was working at Westland High School, there was a teacher teaching a permaculture class, and they were building greenhouses and learning about food forests, and so maybe coordinating with a teacher where they can kind of find out what you want to see and shape the curriculum that way, shape the project.
Exactly. Okay, well, since that is something that needs more discussion, we should put that as an action item for next time, that all of us think about some ideas for good content that we would like to fill that slot on the website. And the website can be up and live before we ever do this. I mean, this can be added on later. So if we all think about topics, and we can discuss that at the next meeting, allot some time to it. That sound reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. So we've got our charge to look at the website information and get back to me by the 24th. Excellent. Okay. The next item was discussion of the goals for 2021. I'm not sure that what all we can do about this, because so much of this involves the city's action, but let's look at them anyway.
We had some low-hanging fruit on there, Terry.
Yeah.
That was easy. I mean, like when we talked about joining Clean Cities, that's a membership.
And, oh yeah, there's a couple of them.
There's a couple things that can just get going. So not in order.
That's true. And let's see, if I recall, obviously going to have to get cities buy-in here for the Clean Cities. I think what the low end is like 100 or 200 bucks to get into that. Let me look.
And for anybody, does everybody have the 9 goals? You're looking at the 9 goals for our recommendations. The Clean Cities, if you look at, you know, you get a chance to look at who the other members are, they're very similar size cities, counties. And I was talking to them before we put this on the goal sheet, and we may have qualified for funding for fuel purchase for our fleet vehicles in the first quarter. Now that's gone, but this is a very low cost way to leverage grant opportunities, funding opportunities. And even though Mary is going to get back to us with electric vehicle information, they can totally help the people at the city that need the help with it, whether it's public works or parks or, you know, police, whoever's involved in anything that involves fleet or fuels.
And Kim, I'm getting ready to send the goals to everybody. Could you talk about the membership there and how much it costs? And I don't know if Jerry is familiar with that.
Oh, you're gonna make me click on the link?
Yeah. I'm on the website now. Like, I mean, I'm learning about it as we're looking through it. But what's the? I mean, we should join this, right?
Yeah.
Seems like it's a small fee.
Absolutely, because they're involved. I've been involved with the Green Transportation Summit Expo over the last few years. I started with American Public Works Association, and it started out as like a fleet vehicle manager. But a lot of people from the EPA started showing up, and decision makers and DEQ, you know, they're setting policy for long term. So if you look at the member page, I mean, you've got, I mean, Washington County is part of it. I don't know if Clackamas is, City of Eugene, Vancouver, Longview. There's a lot of cities. There's a lot of suppliers, and changes are happening like while we blink. But they're a wonderful resource because we don't have the staff. Even if we hire a sustainability person, this is its own world. So it's nice to have people that are in those meetings, you know, whether it's national transportation or energy meetings. It's a really good collection of resources, and the price, it was really low.
Okay, I'm looking at the base tiers here, Kim, and industry and NGOs are $500, fleets are $300, individuals are $100. How do you think we could start? As long as we get one person in the city on board, that would be a start?
That would be a start. And I think it'd just be reaching out to them to ask them what it costs us as a city. The number, whatever I gave at a previous meeting, that's what I was told, but that's been a couple months. Yeah. And I don't have that in front of me. So it was very reasonable, but getting ahead on grant funding, and we may have been able to get funding for the fuels we're already buying. Cause I think Lance said something about, I don't know if we're into renewable diesel, but you know, it'd be nice to get credit for things if we're already doing it, or what it takes to get us to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, I was looking at the fees here, the lowest fees are pretty reasonable. Jerry, did you see those? The fees for joining?
Yeah, I'm just clicking through things on the website.
Yeah, I was wondering, they've got a fee for, the lowest fee is for an individual. And that would get your foot in the door, like Kim is saying, we'd have some person who could get information. Get membership benefits, go to meetings.
I can send an email so we can keep going. If it's just the price thing, I can send an email if you like to Jerry and to
I don't know if you want it to the whole board or just to Jerry for the price. Like, you know, send it to a representative of Clean Cities to get back to you.
Mary?
Because I think as a city, it'd be nice for us to have that resource so that, you know, as a board, we have, you know, or as a city, we have access to the information. So it's not limited to one person having a membership, but anybody yeah. here that's interested has access, I think, as a city.
Yeah. So Kim, could you pursue that and get that information as far as what's best for a city to do for starters, you know, to get in the door, and then we can move on with that? Mm-hmm. Anybody else have any thoughts about that? Mary, did you have your, wanted to say something? Good, she's good. Okay, I just sent everybody those goals. Just emailed them to you. And let's look at that on the agenda. If you see there, the top item is a city sustainability staff member. And after our board, and Kim and Victoria are very aware of this, we discussed a lot of these goals and things that really needed to be done, and realized the more we got into some of the big ones that requires serious action on the part of the city, and we can't, the SAB can't do them. And let's be honest, a lot of the departments and existing staff members don't have the time to really get into the nuts and bolts of some of these things. So that's why our principal goal was the hiring of a sustainability staff member, be that a part-time or a full-time person, or a part-time person that exists in another city that we could share, make a full-time position, I don't know, try to get creative. But anyway, that was the thing we thought would be goal one, was a new staff person to deal with sustainability issues in the city. Now, underneath all that, if you got the document I just sent you, are the goals that should be addressed by this person, and a couple were easy. The Leaders in Sustainability Program and the one we just talked about, Columbia Willamette Clean Cities, are easy to do. The other one, item D, that's another one we just discussed, so that's something that we could work on. But all the other items on this sheet are important, but not things that we can really do. So I guess we need a real heart-to-heart discussion with Jerry and Mary, considering our principal goal of a sustainability staff member. And I know it's definitely a budget issue. We're all aware of that. We're all aware that money is tight. But knowing that some of the issues that could be dealt with are potentially money saving for the city is something to consider. And also knowing that to get anything meaningfully done like this requires a will to do it in the first place on the part of leaders. And if there's a will, you know, then there's a way to do it. So enough with the hyperbolic statements. So Jerry and Mary, do you have any feelings about this issue?
I do. Go for it. I don't have a lot of solutions, but I have a lot of feelings about it. I was just looking at Milwaukee's sustainability department. They have, I mean, I don't know what other things these people do, but they have three people listed here. Natalie Rogers is their coordinator, sustainability coordinator. And then there's Jerry Son, who is environmental, recycling, wastewater, and stormwater, and then trees and natural resources, Julian Lawrence. So I'd be curious to talk to Milwaukee and see how they make it work.
Yeah, well, they had a big cheerleader in their mayor.
Right.
Yeah, big cheerleader there. So that helped. naturally help, but that would be great.
Get the money somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. So, well, that would be good to get a little bit more information, Mary. Yeah, that would be great.
I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, excellent.
I can just tell you that department heads are being asked to put together their budgets right now, and they'll be reviewed by myself, John Williams, and our finance director, Maureen. I imagine there will be position requests in every department. I'm telling you as much as I know. And, you know, the sustainability staffer is something I'm personally interested in. So you have someone in a leadership role that's interested in bringing that resource to the city. But I do know that other departments are going to make decision requests. And I do know, I mean, I'm just telling you as much as I can. Our budget looked a lot differently on February 13th than it did on February 12th. We will be in touch, but I love the idea of splitting a resource with another city. I think there are clever things that could be pursued with emergency management and sustainability, given that all of our emergencies are related to climate. But it's a personal interest of mine, so I'm happy to follow up.
Okay, great. Yes, that's the reality of the situation, but I appreciate you following up on that. So, did anybody have a chance to look at those goals I just sent to you? If you do get a chance, please read through them, because this was sent to the city council and the mayor, so that they know where we stand. It'll be interesting to see what the goals are that the council comes up with for them in April. See where they stand. In the meantime, since we have put our goals out in front of everybody, we need to think about actions and things that we can do in the meantime to support those goals. And I think we've discussed a few tonight. But I was wondering if anybody else had any thoughts about our goals moving into this year. And I know the website is a big one, informational videos, working with the local school or a youth advisory council.
I was personally a fan of goal 5. And I think that since Lake Oswego was X-nayed on the bike and pedestrian pathway that they were hoping to get across the river, maybe we could show more support for hopefully having it resituated towards us.
Mm-hmm. Good. And
I have some info.
Yeah, go ahead, Mary.
ODOT is romancing us, actually, to get behind their bike ped bridge that they're proposing to put over from Westland to Oregon City. There's some interesting dynamics going on with the project, though, because Oregon City is a little bit hesitant. It's more complicated than we want to take time for here, but there is a project and I'm excited about it. I mean, the concept of it is really great. Some of the details get a little complicated, but just so you know, that's out there.
That's awesome. That's really exciting to hear, because I have no faith in Lake Oswego ever putting bike pathways through their roads, even though they have a lot of cyclists, which makes no sense.
I don't understand where this no faith comes from, Charlie.
I don't know. They just
don't
seem to like cyclists very much there.
Okay. For those of you who may not know, there is a survey on the Westland site, and it just came out in the Westland update. The city council wants to know your opinions, because before they go into their goal setting session, so by March 29th, if you take that very short survey, I hope that will be helpful for the city to consider your thoughts. And one of the things I put on the survey when I filled it in was just that, about safe pedestrian and bike connections. And my suggestion was that the city or someone does a survey / study of where people are walking and bicycling in the city. What streets are you walking and bicycling on? Because there are a lot of user hostile streets in West Lynn that people still use for walking and bicycling, and they're very unsafe. And I think if you're wondering, what?
Like Willamette Falls Drive?
Yeah, really, Willamette Falls Drive. Okay. And I think if we're serious about this goal, and the city is serious about safe pedestrian and bikeways, that first the city would need to know where are people walking and bicycling that are unsafe. And maybe that would help the city prioritize what roadways and right-of-ways and sidewalks need to be improved to be made safe. So if that's something you thought you'd want to recommend to the city council, you can do that on that survey. I'm not trying to prime the pump.
Well, in the 2016 TSP, the transportation system plan, they have the safety goals with the multimodal areas and those identified, but you're right. It would be great to have a survey that compared reality with mm-hmm. what was identified.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are a lot of streets. Go ahead.
And then today I'm kind of excited. I listened to the JPAC meeting this morning for transportation funding, and our mayor testified for multimodal improvements on Highway 43, which is funny because I testified to Metro for that in like 2016. So I think a lot of us have been testifying for a while, but it sounds like there's a big transportation package coming out and it has unilateral support. So hopefully that will get moving again.
Okay. Any other thoughts about things that we could be looking at to work on in the coming year that maybe support our goals, or maybe something new?
Is there an ask in your goals list for recycling, curbside, or like compost recycling?
Oh,
like food.
Yeah, we talked about this in the past, as you well know, and I'm not sure at this point who to approach to poke to make this happen. Is there anyone on the group who would like to inquire about that? And Jerry, do you know anyone at the city who could poke the waste haulers and anybody else who needs to come on board so that we can get compostables picked up at the curb?
Find out what can be done.
Great. Okay.
About since that ice storm happened, we lost so many trees. Is there maybe a plan where for replanting, or is the city, the council already on that, or is that something that we could probably start initiating?
Well, I'd heard that the city was going to not plant any trees until the fall. So, Mary or Jerry, do you know if the parks or public works has addressed that issue?
Oh, I would say that we are working to develop a plan, because trees are going to require something that's going to, there's going to be a lot of discussion and desire about what type of tree to go in every place and what people want and requirements. And then this will be a funding issue as well. There's been a significant amount of money that was spent on cleanup. My hope is that we will get reimbursed for a significant part of that through FEMA. I don't know that FEMA is going to provide funding for replanting the trees. Mm-hmm. And I have notes at the office, but I mean, the cost for replanting will be significant.
Mm.
So We're developing a plan on that.
Oh, this leads me to wonder, what if, depending on the outcome of any funding or compensation that comes along, what if it was turned into a citywide project? Let's replant West Lynn. And we could have any number of fundraisers or donation facilities available. Okay, folks, we were all damaged. We lost many, many trees. We need to help replant these trees. The city doesn't have the money to do it. So maybe we could all be thinking about, and once Jerry gets some information about what we can and cannot do, maybe we could be thinking about, okay, let's make this a citywide project. Let's replant West Lynn.
Love the idea. I love the slogan there, and we will be in touch because as we move through the end of hopefully the soon end of debris removal, we're already doing replanting. But
I have a question.
We'll get there.
Yeah,
possible that there'll be FEMA funds for this. Can they go to replanting too?
I don't know right now.
You know, I don't think anybody has an answer to that, but it just, if there's money, what is it going to help the cleanup? But isn't, we don't need trailers.
Yeah. We could turn the trailers into greenhouses.
Yeah. I like the idea very much. Replant West Lynn.
Okay. Well, let's keep that on the back burner and we'll find out what's available, what's not available.
We might be able to do that during the farmer's market time frame in downtown West Lynn. That might be opportunities to kind of get the word.
Yeah, that's good. Think about this, a good idea, Jen. Maybe us, the Sustainability Advisory Board, could have a booth at the farmer's market. Proselytizing all these things we talked about. Since we came up with the ideas, maybe we could disseminate the information. And once Jerry gets some information, we can tell people, okay, look, the city does not have this money to plant all these trees. So that's a good idea. Maybe we could discuss that again.
We just give Jerry a deadline.
Oh, Jerry, you're on the spot.
Farmer's market. I'm happy to send out an email. I'm happy to contact the market manager if you want to discuss it, because I think it starts in, I don't know, May or June. So, you know, don't get scared, Jerry. We're not going to do it until you give us permission.
I'm not scared. I'm excited. When Ken Warner comes back from vacation, I'd like to just have a talk about, okay, what are we thinking about? Tree replanting, and it's an enormous task. I mean, I can't remember how many trees we've removed from beauty strips and other places. I mean, the stat that I cite during council meetings is, last I saw, we have removed 2,500 dump trucks worth of debris in West Lynn. It's all at Mary S. Young Park and
I heard Clear's over Park. 900 dump trucks. I read that, on the city. I read on the city website over 900 dump trucks.
No, 2,500. There's 25,000 cubic yards of debris.
I thought it was eight or nine trees.
Okay, so yeah, great. There's more waiting.
I also have a suggestion about the farmer's market booth.
Okay.
I think that we could also use that to maybe garner up support for like people being wanting to have compostables at the curb. And then we could also maybe do like recycling events for something. And then also, you know, that might attract more people to be at the farmer's market.
Okay, well, this is great. So who wants to volunteer to come up with all the things that we could advertise and promote and hawk at the SAB farmer's market booth?
I can make flyers pretty easily.
Okay, well, let's hold off on making the flyers until we decide what we're going to do.
Okay.
Nobody wants to volunteer for that?
I mean, I'm more than happy to.
Okay, let's all think about, okay, if this is such a good idea to do this farmer's market soiree thing, let's all think of, okay, what would we focus on talking about or presenting?
I think we need to be very focused. I don't, yeah. It needs to be, I think, two or three things, and that's it.
Exactly. We don't want it to serve Roebuck catalog. Okay, so action item for everyone for next meeting to talk about the validity of that. Sounds good.
Jen, didn't you say you worked in marketing?
Yes.
There we go.
Come on, Jerry.
That's why I proposed 2 to 3 things. I think we should probably all think about what's really important and at top of mind and what we can actually physically accomplish. And then, you know, other things that can maybe push down the road till next year, then, you know, we just kind of recycle things. What we need to do in order to achieve all our goals. So looking at what our goals are, what you guys have already set forth in 2021, let's, you know, kind of.
I just have one quick item to add. When we were putting together our booth for the Westland Fair 2 summers ago, I was pretty successful going around to different county agencies and getting, like the Soil and Water Conservation District had a lot of leafleting materials and great. And so you could pick, like, if you're saying recycling, let's say it's just composting or recycling, and you could get some materials maybe from the county, you know, or master recycling programs. So you don't have to make it all, is my point there. Just an idea.
Yeah, there's plenty of printed information out there. So
Mary crushed it at that booth.
Yeah, we had electric bicycles there too. That was
we fun. Had electric e-bike yeah. rides, yes.
Yeah. Okay, we got about 10 minutes left, folks. Jerry, there was one item here that we've gone over several times. That's the reducing water usage in the parks. And that was an observation by our members and something that we thought, when Chris told us and showed us some of the water usage data, we were pretty amazed that there are a lot of places in the parks that during the summer probably should not be watered. But that's just our opinion. So that, I think, is considering climate change and everything else, water uses in the parks is, I think, something that could be addressed, but we'd first have to get the data on what's used and then look at, okay, where can it be cut? So do you think that's a reasonable thing to pursue at this point?
One of you could go to the Parks Board meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to just talk about this with Ken and just go, what could we reduce and what would the consequences of it be? I mean, but I'm happy to do that.
Okay.
So Jerry, you're going to talk to
Warner.
Kim?
Warner. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments or thoughts about anything before we review our new action items? Nothing for the good of the cause. Don't worry, Victoria. We'll go. Jim?
I just want to let you know I sent the group the email the Sustainability Board, but I didn't put SAB in the title because that's always helpful. And it says you should have all just got an email from me.
Yeah.
That's got the charging information on it. The mobile charger. The Mobi Gen from FreeWire.
FreeWire, got it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you'll see FreeWire. Sorry, I didn't put SAB in there.
That's all right.
Okay.
Well, and folks, chime in here because Victoria is going to go over what she has for action items. So,
okay.
Go ahead.
Bear in mind, I haven't taken notes in a meeting for probably 100 years. Okay. So, I have a summary of actions from past meetings that everybody is going to look at the website for errors and comments and do that for March 24th. Also, that everybody should think about topics for student videos by the 24th. Right? Okay. And that's all I have for that. Does anybody have anything I should add to that section?
There was also the survey by the city that we should all fill out, and that's by March 29th.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we should do that. Anything else that I should add to that section? No. Okay, so then I was writing as a summary of what we were talking about. I wasn't really writing it in terms of new action items for everybody, but here's what I have so far. Mary, you said that you would look to Milwaukee and how they have such success that they've had with their three people on their department, right? And Terry, you will talk with John Williams about some avenues that could be pursued. I spelled it wrong. And you'll follow up on, I don't remember what the action item is for that one that you were going to talk with John Williams about.
We're going over budgeting.
Okay.
that'll be whether or not we get to the funding for
right. sustainability. Right, fill that in. Terrence, no. Mary had an idea about the pedestrian bike bridge and that we need to support this and that people can do that in the survey, making recommendations in the survey as a way to support that. That's not really an action item for you. That's just for all, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, I'll change that to all. The next thing I wrote down was, Jerry, you'd look into curbside recycling for compostables. And Jennifer, you brought up replacing trees that were lost in the ice storm, but that's just a matter of discussion, not an action item. And then Kim, you were going to contact the manager of the market, the farmer's market. Jerry, you said you talked to Ken Warner when he comes back from vacation, but I don't have about what.
Water usage in parks, and then with replanting in general, I think it will be a question of how we engage the sustainability group. I mean, that will be a massive project. So I'll come back with more details.
And Charlie, you suggested we use the booth for other things like compostable recycling. And so that led to everyone to make a list of what we could present at the market, just two or three things, but we don't have a date for that. By when?
I thought it was by next meeting.
Okay. The last thing was that Jerry, you would talk with Ken Warner about water usage data. Okay, what did I miss?
I had two things. Looking into the joint meeting with council.
Kim, is that you? Because I'm typing in.
Mary. Okay.
That's Mary.
Sorry.
Terry. So looking into a joint meeting with SAB and council, and also I'm looking into what Terry Cummings was looking at, was about replacing city vehicles with EVs.
Too fast for me to type. So Mary, you're going to look in a joint meeting with city council and what else?
Oh, it was that Terry Cummings. It should be listed in your action items under Terry.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was August. Yeah. It was under August of last meetings.
Okay, so I don't have, so just.
Electric vehicle conversion for city vehicles.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Also, I'd actually really like to work on the right-of-way park and open space overlay map. So if whatever anybody has for that, please forward it to me and I will figure out what needs to get done.
Yeah, I didn't manage to put that as a goal. Charlie will work on overlay for city map of right-of-way. that it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I think we've got this. I will put this out for adjustment.
Okay. If you get that to me, Victoria, then we'll massage it into its final form.
Good.
Okay. Item 8 here on the agenda says items of interest from staff liaison. That's Jerry. Jerry, do you have any items of interest?
Probably a lot, but in the interest of time, I would just say that, you know, we do have that council retreat coming up. How the goals that we discussed during that time might overlap with this group and every other CAG will be interesting, and we will be putting thought into it. And I'm really excited. This is my first goal setting, and then we have a new mayor, two new council members, three new council members. Oh, yeah. So here we go. I'm really excited, and that's my update. And then if anybody has a, you know, a giant bag of money for us to replant all those trees, if they could find it, it would be really helpful.
It's at our booth at the farmer's market.
Okay, there we go. Got it.
That's why we need this staff member, because they're going to be watching for every possible grant that our current staff can't. They'll pay for themselves. Right.
Kim, I agree entirely. I think there's clever ways to do this, and we just need some time to research. So,
okay, thanks, Jerry. Great to have you aboard. Mary, as the new council liaison, do you have any parting thoughts for the crowd?
Oh boy, get your vaccines.
You don't have to have any thoughts. I just thought I'd give you the floor here for the last minute.
I don't. I'm just really excited to be getting into this work again.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. Excellent. Well, it's great to see everybody. It's great to have the two new members, and Jen and Charlie, welcome aboard. And Jerry and Mary, it's good to have you as our liaisons with the city. And so if there's nothing else for the good of the cause, I'll hereby adjourn this meeting promptly at 7:29 or a minute early. How about that?
We'll see you next month.
Yes.
Well done.
Nice meeting you, folks. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
See you soon.